Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Happy Metal Tales. I'm your host, Steve Kitts. Farmer Brown's grandson comes for a visit. In Happy Metal, excitement rippled through the air as the news spread that Farmer Brown's grandson was coming for a visit. Robbie, Benny, and their friends eagerly anticipated the arrival of the young boy, eager to show him all the wonders of the meadow. On the day of his arrival, the animals gathered at the edge of the meadow, watching eagerly as Farmer Brown's truck rolled down the dirt road. With a honk of the horn, the truck came to a stop, and out stepped Farmer Brown's grandson with a bright smile lighting up his face. "Hello there," he called out, waving to the animals. "I'm Farmer Brown's grandson, Grady Brown. It's so nice to meet you all." Robbie and Benny hopped forward to greet him, followed by all the friends of the meadow. They welcomed him with open arms, eager to show him around their home. "Welcome to Happy Meadow," Robbie exclaimed, his ears twitching with excitement. "And we're so glad that you're here." Benny nodded enthusiastically. "Yeah, we've got a lot of things planned for your visit." The young boy grinned from ear to ear. "I can't wait to explore with you all." And so Farmer Brown's grandson, Grady, spent the day immersed in the wonders of Happy Meadow. He played tag with Robbie and Benny, climbed trees, and even helped Ollie spot some shapes in the clouds. As the sun began to set, the animals gathered around the cozy campfire, roasting marshmallows and sharing stories late into the night. Grady listened with great attention, captivated by the tales of adventure and friendship that filled the meadow. As the stars twinkled overhead and the fire crackled, the boy knew that he had found a very special place that's called Happy Meadow, a place where memories were made and friendships flourished. Farmer Brown came and walked young Grady back home to the farmhouse. Grady told him all the wonderful things that they had done all day, speaking so fast that it seemed like he didn't even breathe at all. Farmer Brown smiled and knew that this place was special, and that the joy and happiness that the boy found was what he loved about Happy Meadow. And as Grady drifted off to sleep, thoughts of being surrounded by the warmth and laughter of his new friends, Farmer Brown's grandson knew that he would cherish his time in Happy Meadow forever. The end.